一段圣经。
Before we start to pray, let's refer to several biblical verses.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第二十八节
，verse 28。
说了这个话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、雅各、约翰上山去祷告。二十九节
，29。
正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白放光。三十节
，30。
忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现。谈论耶稣去世的事情，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成就的事情。遍貌山上的体验是很难让人忘记的体验。
The transfiguration on the mount is the most unforgettable scenario.
只有三个门徒有这个体验。
Only three disciples have this experience.
就是彼得、雅各跟约翰。
Peter, James and John.
那后来这个彼得在写彼得后书的时候，这已经经过了几十年了。
Several decades later, when Peter was writing the second Peter,
他在提到遍貌山上的体验。
He reiterated the experience of transfiguration.
他说他在极大荣光中有声音出来向他说。
That was the great voice.From the light.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Here's my beloved son.
那彼得说，我们在圣山的时候亲自听见天上的神这个声音这样讲。
We were on the mount, listen to the voice from heaven.
所以几十年过去了，彼得对这个遍貌山的体验好像昨天一样。
Several decades later, this scene still vividly clear in the mind of Peter.
这也是一种神迹啊。
It is indeed a miracle.
所以神迹有很多很多种。
There are different kinds of miracles.
有的是肉体上的。
Some are physical.
但是有的是灵里面的满足。
Some are spiritual.
那这个遍貌山的满足是灵里面的满足。
The transfiguration is actually spiritual.
我们看主耶稣变饼的时候，五千个人吃。
When Jesus Christ feed the 5,000,
但是五千个人吃完饼，耶稣开始讲道。
And after he fed the 5,000, Jesus started to preach.
一个一个溜走了。
And each one of them left.
溜到剩十二个使徒。
Until only 12 disciples were still behind.
那耶稣问他们：“大家都走了，你为什么不走
？”And everybody was gone. How about you guys?
所以这些人吃到耶稣变过的饼，一直跟耶稣。
All these 5,000, these people follow Jesus.After they ate the bread.
但是主耶稣说不要为会朽坏的劳碌，要为那个生命之粮的劳碌。
Jesus told them, do not pursue for the corruptible food, but you should pursue for the imperishable food.
可见这些吃过耶稣变过饼的人，他的信仰有两个缺点。
Those who ate the food given by Jesus Christ, there are two shortcomings.
第一个就是他不懂得做更高级的追求。
They didn't know to pursue for a higher spirituality.
他们只在追求肉体上物质的恩典。
They only pursued for the physical needs.
那更高级的要追求主耶稣就是那个让你得到永生那个粮食。
If a person has a desire to pursue for eternity, and the Lord will give him the spiritual food,
那个粮食是什么
？And what is that?
耶稣说：“我就是生命之粮。”
Jesus says, "I am the food."
就是耶稣本身。
I'm the bread, who is Jesus Christ Himself.
所以他们一直在追求那个物质那个恩典。
But people still pursued for the physical need, for the physical food.
主耶稣说：“你们要追求那更大的恩典。”
Jesus Christ told them that you should pursue for the greatest blessing.
生命之粮，耶稣本身。
Which is Jesus Christ himself.
那第二个就是这是吃过饼的人。
And those who ate the bread.
当他发现这个道理很难接受。
When they discover that it's hard to accept the teaching of Jesus Christ.
他不是改变自己来接受这个道理。
They didn't try to improve themselves to accept Jesus Christ.
他是拒绝的道理，离开耶稣。
And they refused to accept, and they left.
所以全部都走了。
So all of them were gone.
只剩十二个使徒。
Only 12 of them left.
所以耶稣问他们：“你们为什么不走？”
Jesus asked them, "Why are you still here?"
一个彼得说：“你有永生之道，我们跟从谁？”
Peter told him that you have the way of eternity. Why do we have to leave you?
可见这十二个不走的是为着永生在跟耶稣。
And those the 12 disciples follow Jesus Christ is because he has the way of salvation. He is the way of salvation.
很多人来找耶稣。
Many people came to search for Jesus Christ.
都为着恩典。
And they ask for grace and blessings.
这是好的。
And it is good.
因为耶稣是我们的父。
And he is our father.
他是赐恩典给我们。
And he will bless us.
但是当我们得到恩典的时候。
But after we receive the grace and blessings from him.
我们要再进一步追求那恩典的主。
And we should try to pursue for the source.
这样信仰叫做有长进。
Then we will make progress in our faith.
那也叫做有根基。
Then our faith will be rooted.
所以信主几十年都一直在追求神的恩典。
The disciples, before Jesus Christ for years, pursuing for his grace.
我没有追求耶稣本身。
But we have to pursue for Jesus himself.
这个信仰是危险的。
If not, and our faith is very unstable, it's very risky.
因为有一天末日要来到。
Because the end time is at hand.
要有大逼迫。
And we are going to face the persecution.
那个时候什么物质的恩典都没有。
And we will be no longer having any physical blessing anymore.
但是耶稣还存在。
Jesus still exists.
我们愿意拜吗？
Are we still going to worship him?
你如果要拜，你要受逼迫的。
If you want to continue to worship the Lord, you will be persecuted.
你愿意吗？
Do you want to do so?
可能你得到很多神的恩典。
You will receive a lot of blessing.
但是你愿意得到神本身而来受苦吗？
But do you want to receive Jesus Christ and to be persecuted?
这个答案每一个人都不一样。
And everyone has a different answer.
但是耶稣在这里变第二个意象。第二种的恩典。
And Jesus Christ gave another blessing.
也是神迹啊。
It's another miracle.
就是变貌给他们看。
He transfigured himself. His face was altered.
到了山上，忽然间容貌放光。
When they were up the mountain, his face was altered.
在其他的四福音里面说，洁白好像布漂过一样，比那个更白。
His robe became white and glistening.
那是神国里面的光。
It was the light. It was the heavenly light.
是地上没有办法比的光。
It can never be found on the earth.
所以一个大家所看不起的耶稣。
And Jesus was despised by the others.
是没有条件的耶稣。
And he has no other background.
忽然之间以神的形象显现。
And suddenly he appears as God himself.
容貌放光。
And his face was altered.
神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And he lived in the light.Which nobody can draw near.
神的显现就是耶稣。
And the appearance of God is Jesus himself.
只有三个人看到。
And the three of them witnessed.
所以我们在思想。
And when we try to ponder.
世界上我们得到很多神物质的恩典。
Actually, we receive a lot of physical blessing from the Lord.
但是真的让主与我们同在那一种真正主同在的满足不多。
And we seldom have the experience that the Lord is with us.
就看到耶稣变貌那一种满足不多。
We don't have the content or satisfactions when we see Jesus Christ transfigure himself.
但这是真正的满足。
But this is the true satisfaction.
所以他们在山上说我们在这里真好。
That's what they say, it's so good to be here.
他已经忘记了在山上什么都没有。
And Peter didn't even remember that was actually nothing on mountain.
但是他看到耶稣变貌。
Peter personally witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
他发现只要有耶稣。
And he said, if he can only be with Jesus,
我就心满意足。
And I will be satisfied.
这个就是我们生活的目标。
This is our goal in our daily life.
只要有耶稣。
And we should only look upon the Lord.
我就心满意足。
Then I am content.
在山上也没有关系。
It doesn't matter where I'm living, even on mountain.
因为耶稣就是我的一切。
Since he is my master.
他就是我的满足。
And he is my content.
他就是我的财宝。
And he is my treasure.
有了他我就心满意足。
If I have Jesus Christ, I am content.
这个就是山，变貌山上的信仰。
And this is the faith of transfiguration.
在变貌山上没有肉没有饼。
And on the Mount of Transfiguration, there are no meat, no food, nothing else.
有变貌的耶稣。
But Jesus Christ transfigured.
他说我在这里真好。
Therefore, Peter said, Master, it is good for us to be here.
他不愿意离开。
And he doesn't even want to leave the Mount.
他希望永远住下来。
He wants to live forever.
这个经验是实在的。
It is a true. It was a true experience.
所以几十年来，几十年过去了，那个经验它一幕一幕一幕这样，好像幻灯一直在彼得的心中闪现。
Several decades passed, and this scenes was deeply rooted in the heart of Peter.
如果短暂看到耶稣变貌是这么大的满足
，If this is just a even this is a short period of time.Peter and the others can be so content.
那我们将来进到天国，看到神的本体，那个满足是怎样描写呢
？How about when we face the Lord Jesus Christ, in the heavenly kingdom?、
那是没有办法去了解的。
There's no way we can try to comprehend and understand.
没有办法去形容的。
It's difficult for us to describe the feeling that we are going to have.
但是那是实在的。
But that's so true and so real.
那将会实现的。
And that's going to be fulfilled.
那就是我们追求的。
This is what we are going to pursue for.
所以将来我们到天国
When we are in the kingdom,
物质界都不见了
And this physical world will be gone.
肉体也没有了
And even our physical body will be perished and gone.
变灵体了
And we will convert it to the spiritual body.
所以我们在地上得到这些物质的恩典都过去了
And all the physical blessing on this earth will be gone like wind.
但是有一个恩典跟你同在
But there is one blessing that will still following you.
就是你要看到神本身
You're going to see God himself.
要永远跟你同在
And he will be with youForever.
你要看到那爱你的神
And you will see the God who loves you.
要看到你所爱的神
And you will also to see the God that who, see the God you, whom you love.
那个就是你的满足
And that is your satisfaction.
就是天国的福分
Which is the blessing of the heavenly kingdom.
所以这三个使徒看到耶稣变貌
These three disciples witnessed the transfiguration of Jesus Christ.
对他一生影响非常大
And this deeply influenced them during their lifetime.
你看
the rest of the lifetime.
他们怎么服侍神
And how did they serve the Lord?
彼得到最后为主殉道
And Peter became a martyr
约翰到最后被放逐在拔摩海岛
And John was in exile
所以他们到年纪大的时候都没有得到所谓物质上的恩典
When they were in the advanced age they did not blessed by the Lord physically they were not blessed by the Lord physically
他们已经超越了
But they really went beyondThe physical blessing
因为他们已经看到更大的恩典
Because they can see the greatest blessing they're going to receive
在灵界里面的
in the spiritual, which is in the spiritual world,
那是更大的满足
that is the greatest content.
所以当他们看到那更大的恩典
when they see the greatest blessing in heaven,
这个物质上的恩典就不是很重要
and all the physical of blessings of physical needs of these worlds are treated like dung,
就超越了
and they go beyond.
所以他们能够为着得到那更大的恩典来牺牲地上的这些幸福
in order to receive the greatest.Blessing, they can sacrifice all the physical needs on this earth.
所以这今天告诉我们
This is going to tell us.
我们要靠近神
We have to draw near God.
要在靠近神当中从神体验到满足
And once again, we should be we should have the contents when we draw near Him.
感觉到神跟我们同在
And we should be able to sense to the assistance of God with us.
如果我们的灵性达到那个程度
If our spirituality can attain this level.
世界全失，你觉得我还有耶稣？
And even you lose the whole world, you still have Jesus Christ.
朋友离去，我还有耶稣。
Even your friends betray you, all the friends betray you, the Lord is still with you.
家人离世，我还有耶稣。
Even though you lose all your household members, the God is still with you.
你发现最大的恩典就是你得到耶稣。
And you will discover that your greatest blessing is to have Jesus.
这就是我们要追求的。
That is what we are going to pursue for.
我们在生活当中啊，要打开心门，邀请主耶稣进到我的内心。
We shall open the door of our heart to receive Jesus Christ and allow him to dwell in our heart.
与我同在。
And he will be with us.
与我亲密。
And we have a very close relationship with the Lord.
与我合一。
And the Lord will be with us in one.
在那个时候我们就觉得在地上就已经在天国。
Then we can truly experience like living in heaven wheels on earth.
但是变貌山的体验呢、啊、是爬到山上去的。
The transfiguration, on the mount is, well,was to climb up the mountain.
远离城市爬到山上去。
And they climb up high on the mountain and was away from the world.
所以我们今天要靠近神啊要一直往上爬。
So in order to draw near God, we have to climb up.
爬得越高世俗离得越远。
The higher the better.
这个就是我们心态的超越。
That is the attitude we should have. We should try to, separate ourselves from this secular world.
我们人活在世界。
We're living on this earth.
但是你的心可以一直超越世界，你就心就越来越靠近神。
But your heart can be very close, very attached to God.
如果我们能够一直超越世界，
If we can go beyond this world,
我们就会发现神越来越靠近，
And we'll discover that we are very close to him, very attached to the Lord.
所以当我们跪下来祷告，
When we are going to kneel down to pray,
让我们渐渐离开世界，进入灵界，
And we should gradually depart from this world and enter the spiritual world.
让我们渐渐从山上山下爬到山上去，
And then we begin to climb up to the mountain.
在那个地方享受我们跟神在一起的滋味。
Then when we're high up the mountain, we'll be able to enjoy the scenario with the Lord.
如果我们尝到那个滋味，
If we can experience that kind of feeling,
我们就会觉得在这里真好。
And we will have the same experience like Peter commanded, it is good for us to be here.
因为我们已经与神同在。
And we are with the Lord.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
让我们大家来想想看。
Let's try to meditate.
离开世界，进入灵界。
To depart from the world and to enter the spiritual world.
离开山下，进入山上。
And we should climb up the mountain.
在灵里面与主同在。
And in spirit, we are with the Lord.
跟他来交通。
And to communicate with him.
我们来祷告大概二十分钟。
Now we're going to pray for another 20 minutes.
我们欢迎诸位信徒，我们到前面来一起祷告。
And I also would like to invite all the brothers and sisters to come to the front of the podium.
我们下个礼拜有两个地方有家庭布道。
Next week there will be two evangelical services held.
在东北区还有 Princeton 地区。
In the Northeast District and also in the Princeton District.
一方面我们看到很多慕道的很高兴。
We saw a lot of truth seekers.
但是我们觉得压力很大。
But we also feel the pressure.
因为我们希望他们能够得到神的恩典。
We want them to receive the blessing of the Lord.
所以希望诸位弟兄姊妹的带祷。
And we ask the brothers and sisters to pray.
请为下个礼拜两个区的布道会祷告。
Please pray for these two coming evangelical services.
求主与我们同工。
May the Lord be with us.
拣选更多人来得到他的恩典。
So the more can be chosen to receive.
啊 ，Rogers 姐吗？
礼拜五
对，礼拜五 Rogers 为 Rogers 祷告。
And also we pray for the Rogers campus evangelical service.
福音的门是要用祷告来推开来的。
And the door of salvation is to open through prayer.
大家用力祷告。
Everybody should pray earnestly.
福音的门就开了。
Then the door of salvation will be widely opened.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together one accord.